This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. President Draupadi Murmu has granted assent to the sustainable harnessing and advancement of nuclear energy for transforming India Shanti Bill passed by Parliament during the winter session. The bill subsumes all laws dealing with the civil nuclear sector and also opens it up for participation by the private players. The Shanti Bill repealed the Atomic Energy Act of 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act 2010, which had to be proved to be an impediment in the growth of the civil nuclear sector in India. The law enables private companies and joint ventures to build, own, operate and decommission nuclear power plants under a license from the government. President has also given assent to the Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Vikasit Bharat Jiram Ji Bill 2025. The Parliament had passed the legislation during the recently concluded winter session. The Act seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Vikasit Bharat at 2047. A statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. Government has said that there is no imminent threat to the Aravalli's ecology. Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that ongoing afforestation, eco-sensitive zone notifications and strict monitoring of mining and urban activities ensure that the Aravallis continue to serve as a natural heritage and ecological shield for the nation. Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav has said that the Supreme Court's 100-meter ruling is being misinterpreted. Addressing a press conference, he urged citizens to stop spreading misinformation regarding Aravalli.
दिल्ली के अरावली हिल्स में माइंस पूरी तरीके से बैन
देर आर नो रिलैक्सेशंस ऑन द अरावली द अरावली रेंज स्प्रेड्स अक्रॉस फोर स्टेट्स ऑफ द कंट्री इंक्लूडिंग दिल्ली हरियाणा राजस्थान एंड गुजरात द सुप्रीम कोर्ट हैज मेड इट क्लियर यूनिफॉर्म डेफिनेशन अक्रॉस स्टेट्स इज मैंडेटरी सम यूट्यूब चैनल्स मिस इंटरप्रेट द 100 मीटर रेंज एज द टॉप 100 मीटर्स व्हिच इज नॉट ट्रू द 100 मीटर्स रेफर्स टू द स्प्रेड ऑफ द हिल फ्रॉम टॉप टू बॉटम एंड अ गैप बिटवीन टू रेंजेस विल ऑल्सो बी considered part of the Aravalli range. With this definition, 90% of the area comes under the protected zone.
हम पूरी तरीके से सहयोग करने के लिए तैयार हैं.
The Mahayuti alliance of BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP has swept the elections to 288 municipal councils and Nagar Panchayats by winning 207 posts of presidents of local bodies. The BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP combined restricted the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi to a collective tally of 44. According to State Election Commission, BJP won 117 posts of municipal presidents, Shiv Sena 153 and NCP 137 posts. The Congress bagged 28, the NCP SP 7 and Shiv Sena UBT 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda and BJP National Working President Nitin Navin have expressed gratitude to the people of Maharashtra for the victory of BJP and Mahayuti in municipal council and Nagar Panchayat elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this win reflects trust in the vision of people-centric development. The ruling BJP has registered a landslide victory in the local body elections in Arunachal Pradesh, securing a majority of seats in the Zilla Parishads and Gram Panchayats, polls for which were held on December the 15th. The BJP also scored a decisive win in the Itanagar Municipal Corporation IMC elections by winning 14 of the 20 wards. However, the Regional People's Party of Arunachal, PPA, emerged victorious in the Pasighat Municipal Council, PMC, bagging 5 of the 8 wards, while the BJP won 2 and an independent secured 1 seat. The opposition Congress failed to win even a single seat in both the IMC and PMC elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed gratitude to the people of Arunachal Pradesh for the victory and support of politics of good governance in Panchayat elections. National Mathematics Day will be observed today to commemorate the birth anniversary of Srinivasa Ramanujan, one of India's most influential and globally recognized mathematicians. The day will be marked across educational institutions, research bodies and academic forums to highlight the importance of mathematics and scientific progress in everyday life. And that is the end of this news bulletin.